Welcome to the Frenemies Podcast, where four friends debate the latest issues in all sports and have a fun time doing it. High-heated arguments, crazy takes, and passionate opinions is what fills every pack-filled episode. Frenemies is available on all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Breaker, CastBox, and others. Welcome to the Frenemies Podcast, episode 25. Talking NFL, NFL playoffs, baby. We got six games on the slate. Yeah.
Do the records restart, right? So we're all 0-0.
Yeah, we'll do playoff records. Yeah.
So we're all 0-0. I still would like to be referred to as Jesus, though.
Well, okay, with you're like baby Jesus because you got to prove it again.
Yeah.
No, this is more like resurrection Jesus. Like, he died and can he rise?
Yeah. Because if you don't rise, then you're never Jesus.
We're on like Good Friday right now.
Yeah. Anyway, are you starting off with the first game? Oh, okay. I guess I will. So, first game is Raiders-Bengals, correct? 4:30 Saturday. Also, real side note real quick, no Chipotle games.
Well, I would hope.
That is a bravo.
Hold on. We're in the playoffs. Hold on. I would hope there would
Hunter,
be no Chipotle.
Hunter, you spend, what, like $25 at Chipotle?
My highest was 18.
Oh, my God.
Hunter. Did you get like three burritos?
I got a large. Or I got a bowl with a wrap inside that was extra, steak, which is extra. I got a large chip and a large queso, and then one of those cool little like Coke drinks, like in the bag that looked like it's like Mexican Coke, I think it's called.
What?
Sorry, very much a bowl order. All right. Anyway, Bengals Raiders, who do we got? I got Bengals. I think the wheels finally fall off the track. I do think Derek Carr deserves heavy consideration for MVP after what he's had to fight through this season.
Literally.
If you guys are just coming from our previous episode, you'll understand that a lot more.
I think I'll take Cincy too. I don't know. Just that offense is so much better than the Raiders. Is Darren Waller playing?
I believe so.
I think he is, yeah.
Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'll go Cincinnati.
Is the definition of a team that just always disappoints the playoffs.
They do.
They always just lose.
But that was the Marvin Jones era. This is a new, fresh Burrow, Zach Taylor.
I know.
That's your Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton's gone.
When I close my eyes and I picture this game in my mind, I can just see a game-winning field goal to win it.
Daniel Carlson.
I think Burrow struggles early. I think he throws a couple early picks. I think he comes back late. He ties it up, but Carlson hits a field goal to win it. I think the Raiders move on.
Really?
So you got the Raiders, Carter. You take Cincy?
Yep.
Hunter, who'd you have?
I'd Cincy.
Cincy wins this game.
Leaving Jake on the island has worked all year.
Yeah, Cincy wins this game.
Excuse yourself.
Zach Taylor, Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Mixon, congrats on your first playoff win.
All right.
Wrong. Okay. others are...
I said wrong.
There's a Monday night game for the playoffs?
Yeah. Two Saturday, three Sunday, one Monday.
Oh, it's wonderful. All right, that's probably maybe my favorite game of the slate, probably all of ours. New England is going to Buffalo on Saturday night.
I have no clue who wins this game.
Playing the third time.
This could kind of be a Chipotle game if you do like a Hunter order. Because the lowest tickets are $30. And Hunter will go, he'll get this like big burrito bowl, then he'll wrap it in a tortilla, then he'll get chips and queso, then he'll get a drink, then he'll get guac.
If it was Connor and I, it'd be over 30. The ticket price tells me who will win this game.
What?
You want to know why the ticket price is so low?
I'm actually really interested.
You want to know why the ticket price is so low?
The weather?
Because the weather.
No.
And it's going to be freezing.
It's always low because they want more fans in there because it's Buffalo and they're nice people. It's already sold
Buffalo
out.
Buffalo and nice people? No, stop. That's not true.
Buffalo people aren't nice?
Is this game Monday night?
Buffalo people and Canadians.
No, this game is Saturday night.
This game's Saturday night?
Yes.
Saturday, the high is 10.
That's why.
10 degrees.
That's why it's low. You're going to set up in the freezing cold when you could
be. Yes, people from Buffalo don't mind the cold. They jump through tables.
But you literally could be at home in a warm, fuzzy blanket with my dad's favorite thing, the remote, to hit that rewind button to make sure he got the play right.
My dad loves to use that.
It's going to be cold. At kickoff, it will be 5 degrees. At halftime, it will be 3 degrees.
I think you're overestimating the effect the cold's going to have on Buffalo's fan base. It will not affect them one bit.
I'm not talking about the fan base. I'm not talking about the fan base. I'm talking about the actual play on the field.
Yeah, I know. I think play on the field.
Because we saw last time when it was freezing cold what happened.
Patriots won.
So I think.
But, like,
this is
the Bills know exactly what the Patriots are going to try to do.
And I think they're gonna stop it. The Bills can do more. The Bills are gonna be able to throw the ball.
That's where I think is wrong. I think it'll be so cold that they're gonna have to revert to that game that we saw back in
that's what
in
I'm week. Saying.
When was that?
I still think the Bills are gonna throw the ball.
In 3-degree weather? No.
That's why they have Josh Allen. His arm will be able to get through.
He can't throw
catch
it,
a ball
but I don't think he's
3-degree weather from Josh Allen.
You wouldn't even feel it. I can't. Dix can. I'm not playing an NFL wide receiver, bucko.
So you got the Bills.
I'm gonna be a teacher when I grow up.
Oh, I'd hope not. Considering your size, and all right,
wow,
I am the same size as Hunter Renfrow, so
that is true. Anyway, so you got the Bills, Jake.
Yeah, I'm taking the Bills.
I'm going Patriots. I think they do exactly what they did back when they played them a couple weeks ago.
I'm gonna go Patriots,
run the ball right down their throats, and the Bills won't be able to stop it.
Yeah, Patriots win this game. I mean, there's no way. It's so cold. Josh Allen can't throw like this.
I don't think he can either.
He just can't. This game screams Bill Belichick.
I agree.
Remember the last, like, the Patriots snow game and Brady threw, like, 5 touchdowns? Mac Jones isn't going to throw 5 touchdowns, but, like, that offense is so better suited than Buffalo's is for that type of temperature.
I'm fairly confident the Bills win this game.
Jake's on the island once again. I feel great about my pick.
Boys, I'm very confident we're 2-0, and Jake is on a fast path to last again.
No.
All right.
No. I'm different. I may differ in the playoffs.
We'll see.
Sunday, Clayton Dyer's team, the Philadelphia Eagles, are visiting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 1 o'clock. I'm going to go to you first. You're the biggest Eagles fan on this panel.
Tom Brady. At home. Against Jalen Hurts.
No AB, though.
No Antonio Brown. No Chris Godwin. No Leonard Fournette.
Leonard Fournette's out?
Uh-huh.
It's interesting.
This is really hard. I love the Eagles. But no, I can't do that in the playoffs. I'll go to Tampa. Brady won't lose first round. That just won't happen.
I think Tampa Bay is in trouble, like I said, the past 2 weeks because of their offense being decimated by – injuries and super gremlins. But I just don't think the Eagles are good enough to capitalize like some of the other teams that the Bucs are going to face later. So I got Tampa Bay, especially at home.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. I think I agree that Tampa was going to struggle next round. I think this round will be okay. I'm kind of expecting last year Tampa Bay went to Washington and played a game against the football team. And it was – they had a chance to tie the game, I believe.
Yeah, they were only down one score after the Heineke touchdown.
I'm expecting that type of game. I think the Buccaneers won by 7 or 8 points, but I expect them to win the game.
Mm-hmm. I think Jalen Hurts throws like 3 or 4 interceptions in
the
worst games of his career.
This kind of feels like a game where Jalen Hurts just doesn't play good.
Because remember the last time I saw Jalen Hurts in a playoff game,
it's not good.
Joe Burrow dropped 70 on him. It was like 70-16. So,
very true.
I don't know. I'm not a big Jalen Hurts guy. I don't think he's that special. Gardner Minshew starts this game.
Oh my god!
No, stop!
Oh my god!
We have a different outcome.
No,
but the Buccaneers win this game.
Is a bum?
No, he's not.
It's not a bum.
That's ignorant.
Good.
That's
not
just
good.
Ignorant. Look at his
numbers.
It's ignorant. It is ignorant. Look at his numbers when he played in Jacksonville.
There's a reason. 32 teams don't think he should be a starting quarterback. That's a reason for you. That is ignorance.
He got cut by the Jacksonville Jaguars.
No, he got traded for a 5th round pick.
It's basically him getting cut.
He shouldn't have been, though. I would rather have Gardner Minshew than Trevor Lawrence.
Actually, in fairness to Jack there, it is Jacksonville. They don't do a lot of things.
He put up top 10 numbers when he was in Jacksonville.
Say that again.
See,
I would rather have Gardner Minshew than Trevor Lawrence.
You high.
Are you high?
I'm just saying.
On these podcast members, we can actually confirm that all of us are completely sober, just so everyone is clear on that.
don't do drugs, kids.
Anyway,
I'm just saying Gardner Minshew is gonna surprise one of you guys when he gets a real team and a real chance to lead him.
Maybe an XFL.
Sure. maybe the Cleveland Guardians when they come back.
I don't know.
The Mexican Football League. I'm sure he'll do great for.
Jake got a lot of ancestors there.
Wait a minute, they're the Guardians.
the Cleveland Guardians.
Just for the listeners, I'm not Mexican whatsoever.
Are we serious, Smith?
All righty. Next game. San Fran travels to Dallas. Take all the Cowboys.
Stop talking in that voice, first of all.
All righty. Our next game.
Now, this game is fairly simple to me. Jake, who are you picking?
San Fran.
I'll be going Dallas.
I will never. You're picking with Mike McCarthy?
You want San Fran? I'm doing the opposite of you this game.
I cannot pick regular season games correct. You know why? Because not all those players are 100% focused, 100% giving all their energy to every single game. Playoffs is different. When I read the playoffs brilliantly, I guarantee I go at least
is that a word?
Hold 4 on. And 2.
Yes, brilliantly is a word.
I go at least 4 and 2 this week. So when you're
brilliantly a word.
When you're betting, when you're going with Mike McCarthy,
I will be going
with Mike McCarthy. Who's more on Fatso. I will take Kyle Shanahan, a well-fit, very intelligent.
He's an alpha male.
So he is. No, he's an alpha.
Kyle Shanahan's an alpha.
So we're fat shaming.
No, yeah, I don't like this, Jake.
No, that's exactly what you just said.
I'm not at all.
An overweight Fatso compared to a well-fit man.
I'm just saying
who is an alpha
more,
male.
If he was more
that's
focused.
That's pretty bad.
Is Freddie Kitchens an alpha male?
Focus on his game plan.
Is
Instead of what he would have after the game, I think he'd be more successful. That's not fat shaming at all.
Is Freddie Kitchens an alpha male?
He's an exception. Freddie walked into a locker room, he gets everyone's attention.
This game is that easy for you?
Well, yeah, if Freddie Kitchens walks into a locker room, it just goes boom, 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 and starts shaking.
Andy Reid's an alpha too.
He's an alpha male?
Yes.
Well, yeah, because Andy Reid walks into a locker room, he's like, hey guys, watch this. And he just starts stuffing his face with those double cheeseburgers.
Also, he rocks a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah,
he does.
I'm surprised this game is that easy for you guys.
This one's really easy for me.
Simple.
Do you want me to go and then
yeah,
you go? Very easy. San Francisco wins this game.
Thank you.
Why? San Francisco is going. I honestly think their offense is going to carve up Dallas's defense because I think Trevon Diggs is a good cornerback, but a very overrated cornerback. Leads the league in interceptions, sure. Also leads the league in yards giving up during coverage, and with San Francisco, you really got three different guys that are threats to throw the ball at any time. Jimmy Garoppolo, Trey Lance in different formations and sub packages. And even Debo Samuel, he'll come around on the end around, the pitch, the toss, and then he'll throw it downfield. So I think Shanahan's going to get really creative because Dan Quinn has done an exceptional job with the Cowboys defense. So I think Shanahan is going to be prepared. He's going to have a really good game script. And I think they carve up the Dallas defense. And then I just don't trust Kellen Moore going up against the San Francisco defense to have a great game plan laid out. Dak.
I like Kellen Moore a lot.
I'm not a big fan of Kellen Moore. He's too inconsistent with that offense. Great offensive line. Ezekiel Elliott, who is a good running back, regardless of what a lot of people say.
And Pollard, who is also
Tony Pollard's a great backup. Yeah, it's a great run game with a great O-line. Dak Prescott's a great quarterback. You have Amari Cooper, CeeDee Lamb, and Michael Gallup. That's a ridiculously good offense.
Gallup.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot about Gallup. But so that is a ridiculously good offense. They struggle so inconsistent. So when it gets to playoffs, when it matters, go with the teams that are consistent. The Niners will beat the Cowboys.
This was hard for me because of all the reasons Jack said, but I'm going to go with the Cowboys, and here's why.
Nice.
That offense is peaking at the right time.
I agree.
They've dropped 50 in the last
four,
or two of
two,
the last,
two
last,
50
four,
bombs in the last
four, games.
Four
games. I don't care if it's against –
The soccer team.
It's an NFL team that's really hard to do.
And it's a division rival.
So I'm going to go with Dallas, and it's going to be very close. And I actually think Diggs makes a play that helps win the game.
Really? Okay, so me and Hip have Dallas. You two have San Fran?
Yes.
Okay.
First split.
I would like to say Skip Bayless said that the third-string running back that was in the game last week when Zeke and Pollard were out, he said the third string was better than Ezekiel Elliott. Skip Bayless himself.
Skip Bayless also may be showing minor signs of CTE.
I love Skip. I will not accept
Skip.
Skip
is like a senile old grandpa.
He is. The fact that he even knows what that word means
Skip,
is props to him. But
Skip
he is that
Bayless,
100%
Skip deserves a lot of credit for what he's
been. I agree. He has been so right about LeBron James.
That's the only reason
you agree. I don't agree with him about that. But I think people are too mean to Skip.
Completely agree. He is right.
He says things to get attention. No. He gets a lot of attention.
No. He does get a lot of attention.
Stephen A. and Skip Bayless and the OG first take from like 06
I would love
to like
that
13
yeah.
was electric. All right. The Sunday night game, Pittsburgh, Kansas City. Pittsburgh, you're going to get spanked. I'm guessing 51 to maybe 3.
Jesus.
And I'm going to be smiling during it, too, because you are the reason we don't get to see Justin Herbert on prime time. Shame on you, Big Ben. If you had any type of soul, you said, hey, I'm going to sit this one out. I'm going to go on vacation, eat some ribs. I'm going to let Justin Herbert do it. No, you're selfish, Big Ben. Shame on you. Kansas City by a billion.
That one's such a good game.
I want to go last here, so Jack Hunter.
All right. The last few games Pittsburgh has been in have been razor thin. They keep getting themselves in these razor thin games because of that defense. So if Tyreek Hill, I'm not even gonna try. The Chiefs win this game by 3 scores. Hunter.
A lot of signs will point to the Chiefs blowout. A lot of signs point to a Chiefs blowout.
Really?
The Chiefs have an explosive offense. The Steelers have a horrible, horrible pass defense.
Yeah.
And Chiefs passer.
Both on and off. Yeah. Now let's go to the offensive side for Pittsburgh. Really nothing good on the offensive side, minus Najee Harris.
Yep.
Receivers are okay, I guess, but Big Ben can't get him the football past 20 yards. But their head coach is Mike Tomlin, who is one of the best coaches of all time. One of the best coaches of all time.
I agree with that.
So yes. I think this game is closer than a lot of people think. I'm going Kansas City just because they're so much more talented than Pittsburgh is, but I think this game's a lot closer than people think.
Actually, real quick, Carter, before you go, do you guys know if Jackson Mahomes is going to this game?
Can you check back?
That player from Morris. By the way, I know I said this before. That enrages me like the most. The most.
That was why he was my pick for NFL for frenemies failure of the year.
Like, oh my god. It makes me so mad beyond belief. But anyway, did you make your point now? Or is Hunter checking?
Yeah, no, I'll still go Chiefs.
I'll try and find this for you.
I really hope Jackson Mahomes – if Jackson Mahomes isn't there, the Chiefs win this game by 4 scores. If Jackson Mahomes is there, the Chiefs either lose.
Really?
Or the Chiefs win like a last-second field goal and we have to see Jackson Mahomes all over our For You page for the next 48 hours.
Confirm Jackson Mahomes is going to this game.
Shoot.
All right.
He is in a hotel room. He did post a TikTok an hour ago.
Jack, what is your pick?
I don't hope anything bad happens to Jackson Mahomes.
Oh, God.
But maybe the shuttle bus that carries him to
Jack,
the game.
No, stop. Jack. Stop. No, you're done. You're done.
Gets a flat tire. And they have to pull over.
Stop. No, don't.
I'm not going to say anything. Relax. They have to pull over. And. The people in the bus don't know how to fix the tire. So they go to Jackson Mahomes because they can't call AAA because AAA is down. They're all watching the Chiefs game. Mm. So they make Jackson Mahomes get out like the car jack and the thing flips the tire. And then Jackson Mahomes instead, Brittany is like filming him, like doing the TikToks. Mm. I hope that's what happens. And he's made like a disgrace not being able to fix a tire.
Or he just starts like doing TikTok dances with the stuff.
That would be great. If he does TikTok dances outside of Arrowhead, the Chiefs win. If he makes it in, might be a different story.
Those might be a really close game.
My official pick will be Chiefs, though.
Yeah, I agree.
I got news for you guys that you guys are going to like.
Oh, my God.
I have the Chiefs winning this game. I'm just going to start with that. But, if the Steelers go into the fourth quarter and they are in 7 points of the Chiefs, so less than seven, down a field goal, down a touchdown, up 3 points.
Yep, that's how it works.
They will win that game.
Steelers.
If the Steelers
down seven,
yes, they will win the game.
So if it's a one score game going into the fourth, the Pittsburgh wins.
Yes.
What if it's 8 points?
Yeah, anything that's a one score game because you can go for two. Literally anything less than 8 points, the Steelers will win the game. I've said this multiple times. It's how they work. I literally watched the Steelers play garbage football this year, and then in the last 2 minutes of the game, they look like the best team of all time.
They are. It's because Tomlin. It's Mike Tomlin. I'm telling you.
It's Mike Tomlin, and let me just say this. Big Ben is smart, okay?
Oh, he's a genius.
He's
not off the field, but he is a genius.
Thank you.
He knows his athletic capabilities are gone now. He knows what he can and can't do physically, and he's not dumb. He's just not dumb. So,
didn't he say in the presser today that his team was the worst team in the playoffs?
Yes. To throw him off, throw Kansas City off.
If I'm telling you, the Steelers defense is the only good thing about that team, minus Mike Tomlin, talented-wise.
That's Baltimore material.
If the Steelers are in a score.
We get it. If they're within one score in the fourth, they win. We get it. Win. So what's your official pick, Steelers or Chiefs?
I said the Chiefs.
Okay, your pick's the Chiefs.
Because I don't think it's going
to
be
one score. Can you, for one time, stick your neck out and make a pick that you actually want to make?
Yeah, because your pick is the Chiefs win the first three quarters.
I don't think it's going to be in single score digits. That's why I'm picking the Chiefs. I think they win by like.
Then why is this even relevant? 21.
Because I'm just saying it now. If it's in one score, the
no,
Chiefs
you,
win.
You just want to make sure all the errors are marked. You'd be right either way.
That's not true.
That is true. That's everyone. Not true. Everyone, I want everyone to listen. I want everyone to listen. If Kansas City
loses the game, the Steelers will win. Lose the game.
Yes,
funny, funny, funny.
Pittsburgh Steelers will be victorious in that match.
However, that's how it works.
If Kansas City wins, Pittsburgh will lose that game.
That's not what I'm saying.
Jacob Miller guarantee.
That's not what I'm saying at all. But
no, he's right. I mean, the Steelers are clearly way less talented. By far. It's not even close. This game should be a blowout, but it won't be a blowout. It'll be a close game. Because it's how the Steelers work. I agree with you.
It'll be a blowout, just like the last one was.
All right, last one.
This is the easiest one of the day.
I agree. Monday night, we have Arizona visiting.
Rams.
Odell and the Rams. I can already guess the picks. Carter's going Rams. Hunter will be going Rams.
There's a more talented
Jeff will be going Cardinals. I will also be going Cardinals. For one reason only.
Should we say it all together? One, two, three. Odell Beckham Jr.
You can't even follow directions. Just like Odell. I thought you can't remember. We are together.
We are in unison on this. It's me and Hunter versus you two, which, by the way, are we getting like our cakes after the Super Bowl?
I will. You know, whenever you want your cake, we'll do it. You can film it.
Should we do it on YouTube? We should do a live on Instagram or TikTok as the Super on Super Bowl night. We'll hang out. You guys will bake the cake.
I like that.
And we will be there.
Too.
I like we'll the live stream.
You won't be watching the Rams in the Super Bowl. I'll tell you that. No, I guarantee.
I will bring you another cake for that party.
I will consider piercing another nipple.
Either on our Instagram or TikTok.
No, hold on. Can we do that right now? The Rams go to the Super Bowl. You pierce your nipple.
No, my right hand is out. Because they know they're good enough.
Yeah, because he knows you can do it.
No, it's because last time I had a heart attack. It's so stressful. Something about my heart and my body health. What about I run 2 miles?
No, because you can do that easily. You're a soccer player. You pierce your left nipple or your right nipple, whatever one you feel is more comfortable.
What about just for fun, I give you a boxing glove
and you get one free shot without me doing anything.
Okay.
No, we don't want to turn him into a Tony.
Nick Manley gets one free shot.
But guys.
You would die. Nick Manley gets one free shot.
Okay, ask me some rules. He cannot hit me in a specific area.
What's fine? In the face. How about in the face? That's it.
In the two areas.
That's permanent CTE.
No, just only like AB. Yeah, just chest and belly.
Oh, a belly shot from Nick?
I will do it.
Oh, yes. Shaking.
Because the Rams are going to lose this game. I can already picture it. Okay, first of all, Matthew Stafford's numbers when Odell's on the team versus off is just staggering. Odell gets there, and Matthew Stafford's become a shitter. He's bottom 10 quarterback.
I can't monetize this episode.
He's bottom 10. I blame Odell. He brings this out of me. He really does.
Just one word.
I know, and he likes that word. Odell does.
Listen. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. There is a point that is needed to be made about our either on our Instagram or TikTok. We will have our full brackets of all our predictions out.
And then we will. Are we serious, Smith?
And then we will post our weekly predictions week by week. Just so everyone knows.
Right. Thank you, Carter.
Yeah, okay, good.
Do you want to explain why the Rams win this game somehow, or are you just going
completely off?
The Rams are better football.
that's basically it. They got a better defense, better wide receivers, and
we're talking about the Cardinals game?
I trust Matthew Stafford more than I trust Kyler Murray, which
I do too.
Also, should I make that? No, I shouldn't make that take. I should wait for that take. I have a take on Cliff Kingsbury. Kingsbury.
I would say he's probably the best-looking head coach in the league.
He is attractive.
He is hot.
Not as attractive as Kevin Stefanski. Have we seen that man's jawline now, and him with a North Face jacket?
Actually, no. My take on Cliff isn't that bad. I don't think he's legit. It's why can't I think of the name?
Are you thinking of attractive coaches?
No, Oklahoma's former coach.
Lincoln Riley.
Another attractive man. Lincoln Riley might be the greatest.
We need to hear this.
He might be the greatest college QB coach of all time. Baker's a bum, and he won a Heisman.
Baker's not a bum.
Jalen Hurts could be a bum, And he won, and he was
up there. Because Jalen Hurts played in the Big 12.
It's
Kyle Joe.
And Kyler Murray could eventually be a bum.
I'm not sure I quite
because he hasn't looked that great.
So then Matthew Stafford could be a bum. Kyler Murray's better than Matthew Stafford. I'm sure final eight
games. That's
what I would say Matthew Stafford all time is better than Kyler Murray.
Well, really?
I'm just saying the way Kyler Murray has looked.
I think
he got
Tim
up to
Brown
an MVP
all
start.
Time is better than Nick Chubb. Shocker. I know. What is wrong with you today?
What do you mean what is wrong,
with you today?
I'm just saying to coach those three quarterbacks that were supposed to be great on their own without him have not looked the greatest.
I know, but it's like college to NFL. I don't think you really make that comparison.
That's fair. That is fair.
No, but I am fairly confident in this game. Unless Aaron Donald goes off, like really goes off, I don't see a way where the Rams win this game. Whenever Matthew Stafford targets Odell, when it's not within the 5-yard line, it's half the time it's a pick.
Yeah.
And Hunter just said yes.
And that's on Odell's fault. And that is
no, so, it's not Odell's fault though.
Look, Odell is like that candy in the store. Okay, he's like a Starburst. A little kid walks in there,
burst
and
in
he
mouth.
Really. No, I was thinking more rather than the lines of the kid walks in the store and he has to grab that candy because it just looks so good. Matthew Stafford, he sees Odell, he's like, oh, he looks like I want to throw him the ball. But Odell's never, he's usually not open. You know why he's not open? Because he's a bum. He's bummy. He's trash. He's garbage.
Say what you want. You already ruined the episode.
I didn't ruin anything.
Just call him a shitter.
He is.
He likes it both ways.
He does. Look, I just.
During the season? During the offseason.
Wait, what? Okay, did we okay, what? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I was gone for the last 2 minutes. I don't know what I walked into. What have I missed?
What did you just say?
Do you not know about
the. Okay, okay. You're done. Okay, we're not you're done. Do you're done.
Frenemies.podcast on Insta. You'll
see the video there. I'll see a video of it. What?
You're done.
You're done.
Yeah,
that's what Odell had to tell
us.
That's our first round right there.
Yep.
The brackets will be up soon. And I think that basically concludes it.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. All right, I want to thank you for listening. We'll see you later.
Make sure to like and subscribe to the Frenemies podcast, whatever podcast platform you're listening on Spotify. Make sure you interact with our polls and questions on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you give us a 5-star rating. And if you really want to and have a chance on making it into our show, you can leave an audio recording on your take, opinion, and whatever you want to say. Thanks for listening.